This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hope you had a good weekend. Well, according to a new study, despite common stereotyping, women are apparently no better at multitasking than men. Go back to Germany for this research. Men and women trying to do two jobs at once, and both sexes committed to the same amount of errors and yielding roughly the same performance. Well, women do seem to have a slight edge on conceptualizing the task when explained, while men are better at tasks with spatial elements. Don't look at me. I have to sit down to chew gum. A new study on Neanderthals shows they suffered from swimmer's ear. Looking at Neanderthal skulls, they could tell because chronic swimmer's ear forms spikes in the bone of the ear canal. Studies prove Neanderthals lived in colder, wetter climates and camped around water, so they likely spent a lot of time in the water, likely catching fish. Now, what can we do with that information today? But wait, here's more from the land of useless facts. A company called DoorDash has decided America's favorite potato dish is French fries, by a wide margin, followed by hash browns, then in descending order, waffle fries, mashed potatoes, potato salad, tater tots, baked potatoes, potato skins, and home fries. And there you go. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Apparently graduating from college is easier than ever because getting through it all and graduating has never been easier. Researchers found that colleges have lowered their standards, which has increased graduation rates about 10% since the 1990s to about 50%. Now, if you think about it, probably all about the money. Colleges have to make money. Kids who flunk out aren't paying tuition. How do you keep track of all your passwords? Top five ways: using password management software, in the Notes app on my phone, on a post-it note or written near my computer. My browser saves my passwords, or probably the least dependable, my memory. Survey also found if the average person got hacked, they'd be willing to pay almost $30,000 to buy back all their information, including passwords, credit card numbers, social security number, medical records, just to keep it all off the black market. Avocados are dangerous. Well, opening them anyway. Seems avocado-related injuries send an average of 24 people a day to the emergency room. The majority of these hospital visits were due to people cutting their hands while removing the avocado pit or holding the avocado in their hand while slicing. These injuries are so common, they've actually been dubbed avocado hand. Sleep on your back, side, or belly. New survey finds back sleepers fall asleep fastest, 20 minutes and 6 seconds on average. Side sleepers take almost 4 minutes longer. But side sleepers sleep more overall, about 30 minutes extra at night. Stomach sleepers take 22 minutes, 31 seconds to fall asleep and get 5 hours, 39 minutes a night. They're less likely to be an early bird or a night owl. Who does these surveys? Bangor's annual end of summer bash is coming up Wednesday night, 5 to 8, Bangor High School Middle School parking lot. There'll be a bounce house, a backpack school supply giveaway to the first 250, music, bike rodeo, food. Sparky the Fire Dog will be there. If you'd like all the information, you can call the fire station at 427-8980, 427-8980. Knucklehead news out of Great Britain, where a 72-year-old misplaced his dentures and couldn't find them for 8 days. Then he got some good news and some not so good news. Oh, he finally found those false teeth, but they were actually stuck in his throat. Turns out the man had been hospitalized for minor surgery and noticed his teeth were gone. After several days, he began experiencing discomfort and problems swallowing. So he went to the hospital, where he was diagnosed with pneumonia and sent home with antibiotics and steroids. When the problem persisted, he returned for an X-ray, which showed the false teeth dentures lodged in his throat. They had to be surgically removed. The man later had more surgical procedures to repair the damage they caused. How the dentures slipped down his throat still isn't exactly clear. Don't you think maybe he should have been able to put two and two together? He knew his dentures were missing and having trouble swallowing. And how about the doctor that diagnosed him with pneumonia? Oops. That's the Daily Buzz. If you find something buzzable, get it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven or leave me a message on our Facebook page. Find Daily Buzz podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, Facebook, our website, WCSY.com as well. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you every day. And remember, you can ask Alexa to play our Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.